appearing to Boaz.
这是故事最美丽的时候。
This is the most beautiful story.
虽然这一圣经里面提到爱，但只讲到拿俄米跟路德之间的爱。
So even though this book speaks about love, it only speaks about love between Naomi and Ruth.
但是路德跟波阿之间爱没有一次提到。
But Ruth, the love between Ruth and Boaz is not mentioned explicitly.
圣经没有说波阿是爱路德。
The Bible didn't say Boaz loves Ruth.
或者路德爱波阿是没有的。
Or Ruth loves Boaz, no.
但整个的故事是爱的故事。
But the whole story is a story of love.
是最美丽爱的故事。
It's the most beautiful story of love.
但你怎么解释那个爱的故事？
But how do you explain the story of love?
还有几把钥匙的。
There are a few other keys.
你把这几把钥匙弄清楚了。
If you're clear about these other keys.
你看这个故事就变得非常的美丽。
Then you see the story is very beautiful.
非常的丰富。
Very full.
好，现在我们来看。
So let us look.
这个路德怎么做呢
？What did Ruth do?
路德舍不得拿俄米。
Ruth clung to her.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
拿俄米说：“看呐、啊，你的嫂子已经回她本国去了。
”Then she said, "Behold, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and her gods."
和她所拜的神那里去了。
And her gods.
你也跟着你嫂子回去吧。
Return after your sister-in-law.
弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？拿俄米，路德舍不得拿俄米。
Ruth clung to Naomi.
但 Naomi 一再地催她回去。
But Naomi kept on pressing her to go back.
Naomi 一点都不自私。
Naomi was not selfish.
她年纪已经大了。
She was old in her age.
如果路德再离开她。
If Ruth left her.
她要孤零零地回到迦南地区。
She will return lonely back to land of Canaan.
她稍微自私一点的话。
If she was just a little bit selfish.
她应该利用她婆婆利用拿路德舍不得他的时候应该就说一起去吧
So she should have used that opportunity where Ruth clung to her
没有你看见吗
She didn't take advantage of that
她说看啊你嫂子已经回她本国去了
She said see your daughter-in-law has already gone back
你也跟她回去吧
You go back with her
你跟我是一条死路是没有前途的
If you go with me it's a dead end no future
但是就在这个时候
But at such a time
路德有一个愿词
Ruth had a vow Brothers and sisters,
这个愿词就变成世界文学里面最美丽的一段。
Now this vow became even well known in the literary world.
这也是在圣经里面最美丽一段。
And is the most beautiful portion in the Bible.
路德对她婆婆怎么说呢
？What did Ruth say to her mother-in-law?
我们知道在一般的情形底下
，You see, in the normal circumstances,
大家都会像拿俄尔巴一样。
Many of us will be like Orpah.
你看，你说在婆婆底下，表示一直在压力底下。
So under the mother-in-law means that you're always under constant pressure.
不管婆婆有多好
No matter how good the mother-in-law is.
她就是好也是个压力
So even if she is good, it's a pressure.
只要她在就是压力
If she's there, it's a pressure.
不是说婆婆对她欺负有什么不好没有的
It's not necessarily that the mother-in-law is not good to the daughter-in-law.
所以你知道在这种情形底下
Under such circumstances.
那么现在机会来了
Now there's an opportunity.
你看见特别媳妇婆婆说你们走吧
Yeah, especially the mother-in-law said, you go.
你看见吗如果婆婆跟媳妇的关系真的不好的话
If the relationship is not good between the mother and the daughter
那这是再好的机会不过
This is the best opportunity
但是稀奇的很
But amazingly
这里有一个媳妇
There was a daughter-in-law here
她不肯离开她婆婆
She didn't want to leave her mother-in-law
我们现在从人的层次来看
From a human perspective
这证明什么
What does it prove
这证明说路德在拿俄米身上看见个东西
It proves thatRuth saw something in Naomi.
或者这样说吧。
In other words,
当路德还或者就是说，这个就是因为路德嫁到拿俄米家里来。
Now because Ruth married into the family of Naomi,
她看见一个信神的家庭和别的家庭有什么样的不同。
She saw the difference between a family that knows God and the family that does not know God.
你看见没有
？You see that?
她看见因着他们相信神，所以你看见在这个拿俄米身上是完全不一样的。
So she saw, observed how a family that knows God is different from other families.
她被拿俄米吸引。
She was drawn by Naomi.
严格说来
，strictly speaking，
是被拿俄米的神吸引。
Because she was drawn by Naomi's God.
那这一点非常重要。
Now this is very important.
所以当我们要明白这个路德的这个路德的他的 vow 以前
，So before we understand the vow of Ruth,
我们要看见说
，We have to see that Ruth clung on to Naomi had its reasons. Not because Naomi was a good mother-in-law. But because in this mother-in-law you saw God herself. Even though there is pressure.
但是你看见吗?
But you see?
你看见说在这里有一个舍不得因素在里面。
You see that there was a clinging involved.
这是一面。
This is one thing.
另外一面。
The other part.
请大家记得。
Remember.
就着拿阿米来说,
as far as Naomi is concerned,
她因为失败了,
because she failed,
她因为到了摩亚地区,
because she went to the land of Moab,
结果不止一个死, 乃是三个死,
not just one death, but three deaths.
她学了很深很深的功课,
she learned a deep lesson.
这些苦难临到拿阿米,
now these sufferings came upon Naomi.
拿阿米知道这是我应当得的,
Naomi felt that she deserved it.
神管教我,
God disciplined
神要挽回我,
me. God wants to recover
神要得着我,
me. God wants to gain me.
所以现在,
so now on my way back home,
我受苦,
I suffer.
我没有理由叫我媳妇跟着我一样受苦。
There is no reason for my daughter-in-law to suffer with me.
你看见这是拿阿米。
So this is Naomi.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
今天的路德嫁到拿阿米家里来,
now when Naomi married into Naomi's family,
为什么她的公公死了?
Why did her father-in-law die?
为什么她丈夫死了?
Why did her husband die?
为什么她的丈夫的弟弟兄弟也死了?
Why did her husband's brother die?
现在剩下三个寡妇。
Now there are three widows left.
这苦难代表什么?
What does that suffering represent?
拿阿米到底代表什么?
What does Naomi represent?
你明白吗?
You understand?
拿阿米不光是婆婆。
Naomi is not just a mother-in-law.
但是对于这个路德来讲,
but for Ruth's perspective,
你怎么解释路德的苦难?
How do you explain Ruth's suffering?
路德做错了什么?
What did Ruth do?
路德没有做错。
Ruth did not do anything wrong.
路德嫁给
there's nothing wrong for Ruth to marry into Naomi's family. But why does she suffer much?
没有别的原因?
There's no other reason.
那就是说,
that means that Naomi saw in Ruth. There is a representation there.
代表什么?
What does it represent?
代表神的旨意。
It represents the will of God.
你看见没有?
You see that?
这些苦难,
so these sufferings
是拿阿米所代表的,
is represented by Naomi.
那么这个拿阿米,
Naomi represents the will of God.
所以弟兄姊,
so you see that?
如果神的旨意, 她的名字叫做拿阿米,
if in God's will, her name is Naomi.
如果她的名字叫拿阿米的话,
if her name is Naomi,
那不光路德要跟随,
not only will Ruth follow,
厄尔巴也会跟随,
Orpah will also follow.
现在难就在这里,
now this is a difficulty.
不要叫我拿阿米,
don't call me Naomi.
叫我马拉,
call me Mara.
因为神的手在我身上很重,
because God has afflicted me.
所以在这个时候,
at this point,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
请记得拿阿米所代表是什么?
Remember, what does Naomi represent?
乃是神的旨意。
Naomi represents the will of God.
我再说第五句,
let me repeat, brothers and sisters.
如果神的旨意他的名字叫做甜,
so if the will of God, then the name it means sweet.
你不怕没有人不跟随神的旨意,
don't be afraid of people following the will of God.
但如果神的旨意他的名字叫马拉,
but if the will of God and its name is Comera,
你看厄尔巴很快的就离开了,
you'll see Orpah will leave quickly.
这就是这里的故事。
This is a story here.
但是当厄尔巴离开的时候,
but when Orpah left,
路德舍不得离开,
Ruth clung on to Naomi.
路德对于拿阿米有一个愿词,
Ruth had a vow to Naomi.
她对拿阿米说,
she said to Naomi,
她对拿阿米说,
she said to Naomi,
不要催我回去不跟随你,
don't press me to go back and not follow you.
这句话不光对拿阿米说的,
she not only said this to Naomi,
这个也是路德对于拿阿米所代表神的旨意说的。
Ruth is speaking to the will of God represented by Naomi. Do not urge me to leave you or turn back.
你也往哪里去,
but following
you.
For where you go, I will go.
拿阿米往哪里去,
wherever Naomi goes, I will go.
婆婆往哪里去,
wherever the mother-in-law goes, I will go.
但是婆婆代表神的旨意,
but because the mother-in-law represents the will of God.
所以神的旨意往哪里去,
so wherever the will of God goes, I will go.
你在哪里住宿,
where you lodge, I will lodge.
神的旨意在哪里住,
wherever the will of God lodges, I will lodge.
你的国就是我的国。
Your people shall be my people.
你的神就是我的神。
And your God, my God. God.
你在哪里死，我也在哪里死。
Where you die, I will die.
我们不能同年同月同日生，但是我们能同年同月同日死。
We may not be born on the same year, same month, same day, but at least we can die the same year, same month, same day.
你葬在哪里？
And we can be buried there.
除非死能使你与我相离，不然愿耶和华重重的刑罚。
Thus may the Lord do to me, and worse if anything but death parts you and me.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
这是第一章最美丽的地方
This is the most beautiful part of chapter 1.
路德愿意走这条路
Ruth was willing to take a walk this way.
她明明知道是绝路
She knows it's a dead end.
她明明知道是死路
She knows it's a way of death.
但她有一个盼望
But she has a hope.
她从来不知道什么叫迦南美地
She didn't know what the land of Canaan meant.
她听她的公公说
She heard her father-in-law say,
他们所遇见的神是怎样的神
What kind of God they met
神怎样赐给他们牛奶与蜜之地
How God gave them the land flowing with milk and honey
也许他也读了旧约的圣经
Maybe she studied the Old Testament
她从来没有去过
She never been there
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters
她心中有一种吸引
She has an attraction in her heart
你看你拿阿米代表神的旨意
Naomi represented the will of God
现在她对神的旨意许了一个愿
Now she had a vow to the will of God
无论你往哪里去
No matter where you go
我都到哪里去
I will go
Brothers and sisters, 明明是一条死路
It is a dead way.
一点都没有错的
It's true.
路德的前途是在摩亚
The future of Ruth is in Moab.
如果他的父亲果然是以基伦王果然是一基伦的话
If her father indeed is Eglon
她更没有理由回去
She has less of a reason to go back
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
请记得
Remember
这就是故事的开始
This is the beginning of the story
明白吗
You see that?
路德
Ruth
是一个外邦的女
Ruth is a Gentile woman
结果认识神了
She came to know God
她不光认识神了
She not only knew God
她也和拿俄米接触
She had a relationship with Naomi
她不知道怎么解释她的环境
She didn't know how to explain her environment
她不知道怎么解释她的苦难
She couldn't explain her suffering
她明白了
But she knew something
这是神的旨意
She knew this is the will of God
神的旨意不会错
The will of God will not be wrong
所以当她许愿要跟婆婆的时候
So when she had a vow that she wanted to follow her
表面上是跟她的婆婆
Outwardly speaking she was following her mother
实在说来她是跟随神的旨意
Strictly speaking she was following the will of God
明白吗
You see that
路德
Ruth
是一个外邦的女
Ruth is a Gentile woman
结果认识神了
She came to know God
她不光认识神了
She not only knew God
她也和拿俄米接触
She had a relationship with Naomi
她不知道怎么解释她的环境
She didn't know how to explain her environment
她不知道怎么解释她的苦难
She couldn't explain her suffering
她明白了
But she knew something
这是神的旨意
She knew this is the will of God
神的旨意不会错
The will of God will not be wrong
所以当她许愿要跟婆婆的时候
So when she had a vow that she wanted to follow her mother-in-law
表面上是跟她的婆婆
Outwardly speaking she was following her mother-in-law
实在说来她是跟随神的旨意
Strictly speaking she was following the will of God
虽然是条死路
Even though it's a way of death
她愿意舍己
She was willing to forsake herself
背起她的十字架
Deny herself take up her cross
和她的婆婆
And follow her Naomi
一同往迦南地
To walk towards the land of Canaan
感谢主
Thank the Lord
你看见吗
You see that
这样这就是第一章了
This is chapter 1
所以等到他们回到迦南美地的时候
So when they return to the land of Canaan
回到伯利恒的时候
When they return to Bethlehem
正是动手割大麦的时候
So this was a time when there was a barley harvest
你想想看等到这个路德第一眼看见那个迦南地的麦场的时候
So imagine when Ruth first saw the barley fields
多少年不过是个梦
And all these years was but a dream
她做梦也没有想到
She never imagined
因为根据圣经
Because according to the Bible
摩亚人世代都不能进耶华的会
Because the Moabites cannot enter into the tent of God for 10 generations
所以十个代都不能靠近神
So 10 generations they cannot approach God
你想想看
Think about it
当路德来到了迦南地
When Ruth came to the land of Moab
她说我们了何等的恩典
Land of Canaan she said I have received so much grace
我凭什么站在迦南美地
What basis can I come on that I can come to this land
我凭什么能看见伯利恒动大麦的时候
Based on what can I come to see this barley harvest
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
我不过是个罪人
I am but a sinner
然而蒙了恩典
But I have received grace
所以这是恩典的故事
This is a story of grace
路德就告诉我们我们是蒙恩的女子
Ruth teaches us that we are ones who have been received grace
我们都像路德一样
We're just like Ruth
感谢主
Thank the Lord
但是请记得
But remember
如果你相信耶稣的话
If you believe in the Lord Jesus
你愿意不愿意走这条路呢
Are you willing to walk this way
有的人说信耶稣不是大富也是小康
Some people say if you believe in the Lord Jesus you'll become rich
但是问题在这里
But the problem is
如果信耶稣打破饭碗 你相不相信
So if it believing in the Lord Jesus means you'll become poor, are you still willing to follow?
所有的宗教都给人好处
All religions give people blessings.
现在请大家记得
Now everybody remember.
你需要到迦南地区
You have to go to the land of Canaan.
现在从黑暗转向光明
So from darkness into light.
从偶像转向真神
From idols into true God.
但是记得
But remember,
这条路是死路的
this way is a dead
是没有前途的
There's no future
你愿不愿意跟你愿不愿意跟拿俄米
Are you willing to follow Naomi?
你愿不愿意跟随主的但是记得
But remember,
这条路是死路的
But this way is a dead
是没有前途的
There's no future
你愿不愿意跟你愿不愿意跟拿俄米
Are you willing to follow Naomi?
你愿不愿意跟随神的旨意
Are you willing to follow the will of God?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
打破饭碗
If you become poor
你还说我愿意相信他